We start this edition of Ozarks at Large in Fort Smith. At least Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics is in Fort Smith, and he's with us on the phone. Happy Friday, Michael.
I mean, happy Friday. That should just be one word.
That's true. That's true. We have so much to talk about this week. September is always busy around here. Let's start with the Invest Fort Smith Summit that is going to take place. What do we know about this?
Well, it'll take place October 30th. It'll be held at Temple Live, the Masonic temple that was renovated the last couple of years. And the idea came from Springdale. Springdale recently held their Invest Springdale Summit, focusing on bringing money and people into downtown Springdale. And this is the same thing. In fact, Talisha Richardson, who is the executive director of 64-6 Downtown, which is a group responsible for the Unexpected, the Murals Project, and the Propelling Downtown Forward study. She even said that she attended the event in Springdale and thought, you know, they did a bang-up job, and she wanted to do the same thing in Fort Smith. So the goal, according to Talisha, is really to look at, to talk about, I think it's a several-hour event. Roby Brock, my partner at Talk Business, he's going to be one of the panel moderators. Rex Nelson with the Democrat Gazette will also be a panel moderator. They're going to talk about, you know, part of it's going to be what other communities are doing, best practices, some ideas that developers can do with some of the older buildings. And so they're going to focus on that. They'll even look at how to incentivize, you know, pop-up businesses on Garrison Avenue and in the Central Business Improvement District. So I'm looking forward to it, not only just to cover it as a journalist, but just see some of the ideas and some of the energy that may come out of it. I think that's Talisha's other, well, I don't think that's what she said. She's hoping that this will bring some energy and some ideas to some of the downtown property owners who may have been struggling. You know, what do I do with this building? What are some options and possibilities? And bring all those people together in one setting, and who knows what kind of networking can happen to make some of that possible.
I was very intrigued by the story that's at talkbusiness.net with Talisha about this. And she drew a couple of comparisons between Fort Smith and Springdale, said the demographics are the same, and the
right.
idea that using the uniqueness of those demographics to come together to make a stronger city.
Yes, and you know, and downtown Springdale has been very fortunate, obviously with Tyson Foods investing, but there have been other investments in the new theater. Yes, she nailed it, but there are a lot of similarities. It's a blue-collar type environment, just as Fort Smith is, and each city can learn from each other.
So the Marshalls Museum continues its fundraising quest, and we found out early this week that they're about, what, $17 million away from that goal?
Yeah, they announced $17.1 million. At their last quarterly meeting, there were about $17.9 million. So they've raised $700,000 in the quarter. I'm not sure that's the pace they need. I mean, because they've, you know, $17 million between now and next September is the targeted goal, which is when they open, September 24th, 2019. They also announced kind of more of a budget, overall budget. They're just at $49.2 million, which is down almost $10 million from their estimates 2 years ago. They changed some of the engineering. I think they've reduced some steel that they'll use and some other things. But I was just out there a couple of days ago. They are building. It is Patrick Weeks, who's the museum president and CEO. And he said they're going to start pouring the footings. And they'll look in a few months, and you're going to start seeing a concrete pad. You're going to start seeing walls go up. So this will be interesting when the reality is that when you can see it and touch it, you know, how that may impact fundraising. Some of the off-the-record behind, you know, comments I received is that, you know, there are some donors out there who kind of, you know, when I see it going up, I'm going to start pitching in. So we'll see if that happens.
All right. Let's talk also about something that's not going up right now, and that's the River Valley Sports Complex.
No. No, we don't know what that's going to go up or what's already up is going to be torn down. Who knows? But City of Fort Smith recently lost essentially a $200,000 judgment. You know, this was a project where Jake Files Senator, former Senator Jake Files of Fort Smith, who is now serving an 18-month prison sentence. This is where he used some of that GIF funding, general improvement funding, and got in trouble for that, which is why he's now in prison. But this project was supposed to be a public-private partnership in which Jake Files and his, were going to manage it. The city would have a pretty modern ball field. And for various reasons, it didn't come together. For whatever reason, the city, in its infinite wisdom, didn't get a performance bond and didn't put some other protections in place, which still is puzzling. But some of the contracts, some of the subcontractors sued the city trying to get their money that they even, that, you know, they put in electrical work, fencing, and dozer work, and they've just been left hanging. And so they sued the city. The city turned around and tried to sue both Lee Webb and Jake Files, and that's what they lost. They lost that lawsuit, which I don't see it as a, the city said it was disappointing and, you know, surprising, but if you look at the filings, there were never any clawback provisions, which is another puzzling thing that the city didn't do. So I don't think Judge Tabor had any other choice but to deny the city's request. So the city, unless there's an appeal, a successful appeal, the city's on the hook.
I have to admit, I have a big understanding gap about what happens at the 188th. I was never in the military, but now one of the things the Arkansas Air National Guard 188th Wing that's based in Fort Smith is doing is helping with the forecasting of Florence?
Yes, and I think you're not the only one that may not be 100% clear on what they do out there, because I think that's the way they want it. You know, what a lot of what the Air Wing does, you know, they lost their manned mission, and so now they work, you know, with drones and they gather data. And intelligence, and probably do some other things we don't know about with drones. But one of the things they're able to do is, you know, using drones, using satellite imagery, pull together data sets, pull together what they call graphical information products, which is, for example, one of their examples is where are the hospitals, where are the nearest hospitals, where are the nearest shelters. And so a group from the 188th, and they can remain in Fort Smith and help and do this. They're providing this information to authorities on the ground there in Carolinas and helping them, you know, okay, the water's flooded here. So, for example, how would we get people evacuated out of this place to the nearest shelter? So they're able to provide that eye-in-the-sky look down on the problem and provide solutions. The geek in me just loves this.
Yeah.
And so, and it's also, you know, it's nice that there's been this big investment in the new mission for the 188, and now we can kind of see a domestic payoff, you know, in that they're able to help as this hurricane just apparently went down to a Category 2, but I still think that, you know, out of rain that it's going to, they say they're going to measure it in feet and inches.
Oh, that's scary.
So, make that part of the world, so it's nice that they're able to help.
Thank you, Michael Tilley. You can read more about all of this and much more at talkbusiness.net. Michael is with Talk Business and Politics. Have a great weekend, Michael.
All right. Thank you, sir.